Welcome to Luca and Rosa Podcast.
Anyways, welcome to the Luca and Rosa Podcast.
And now, as we started with the first video, we are going to say each other's names a couple times at the same time. Ready, set, go!
Rosa.
Well, this is awkward.
Luca, did you get any mail about your podcast yesterday?
No, but it was a library card from the city.
Oh. Have you ever been to the library, Luca?
Well, yes, but the library card that I got is like for not just one library, it's for lots of libraries.
Oh, sure. Sure. Rosa, have you ever been to the library?
Yes, I have.
What do you like about the library?
It has lots of books, and the library we go to has this plain area.
And also, I love books, so I love the library. And also, there's the library card. There's one for the grown-ups, one for me. Mm.
I also want to tell you something, Luca.
What?
Look on either side of you.
Books.
Rosa, what do you like to do in the play area at the library?
I don't actually play there anymore, mainly because I think it's shut down.
Hmm.
And I'm mainly getting books.
It's probably shut down because of COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've been dealing with COVID now for a long time, almost 2 years. What do you think about that? What's your thoughts on COVID?
I don't want my mom ever to have COVID ever again.
Because
She had COVID before.
This is what I want to do to COVID. I want to smack it in the face, shove it in the ground, and pound it.
Well, it wouldn't be dead. It would just get into you.
Mm. So you really don't like COVID then?
Oh, no. I would also chuck an axe at it.
Oh, my gosh.
After this podcast, I'm going to smush you. And you.
You're going to smush us?
This will be smushing.
Yes, I'm going to smush you guys.
Do you think you're big enough to smush them?
Yes, I am big enough to do anything I want.
I love that attitude.
Do you like when people tell you you can't do things?
No, but even if people call me tiny, I say I'm big and I can do anything I want. And I'm not tiny. I'm a big girl.
What are some things that you can do that people don't think you can do?
Read books.
Oh, sure.
But I also want to talk about something else.
What?
I believe that some people think, just because I'm a kindergartner, some people act like kindergartners can do nothing. Some people act like kindergartners literally do nothing. They just sit around all day and learn stupid stuff. That's what I believe, because some people are just like, they literally act like I know nothing.
But the truth is,
I know a lot of stuff. I know how to do math. I know how to read. I'm just still working on it. I know how to skate. Still working on it, though. I know how to do a lot of stuff, and some of those things I'm still working on. But that doesn't mean I still can't do them. Mm.
What do you say to them when they say that to you?
They don't actually, say that. They just kind of act like it. Like, they have the look in their eyes like they think kindergartners know nothing.
Do they have the look in their eyes like they're the best and kindergartners are the worst?
Yeah, some of them.
Okay, the people that say that, did they used to be your friends but now they aren't?
No, not at all.
Did they do it from the first start of the year for you?
No, but I think that they wanted to be nice to the new person.
We should note to the listeners, you're using air quotes on that one. Good use of air quotes, by the
way. Oh, yeah, I was using air quotes.
Mm-hmm. And some people, they don't call you tiny, Rosa. Some people sometimes use another word. What's that called? The L word? Little, sometimes people call you little.
No one's widow. Everyone's big.
That's true. Yep. Does anybody call you little?
My sister.
Oh, dear.
Some people act like I think I'm tiny, and they're in my class.
Oh, sure.
And guess what I want to do when people annoy me like that? Or call me tiny. Guess what I want to do?
Ignore them?
I want to pound them into the ground!
I don't think that's probably...
I know it because that was so funny. One time...
I want to punch them!
Okay. One time when I was at my neighbor Wren's house, he made me laugh so much I almost fell off of the couch. Backwards! And there was a table behind me. Okay. And there's a table behind me.
What did he say that was so funny?
Backwards.
What did he say that was so funny?
Like this. Pretend there's a table.
I'm okay.
And I catch myself though.
What are some of the?
I'm okay. Wow. I'm okay. Wow. I'm okay. Wait. I'm okay. Is the podcast going or are we just talking?
It's going. You're talking.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm talking!
What are some things that you find really funny?
If someone calls me tiny, I'm gonna show them I'm big by smushing them. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other questions you wanted to ask Rosa? You said you had some good ideas on our way over here.
What is your favorite amino?
Unicorn? Yes. When I say you... I mean unicorn.
Some people would say unicorns aren't real.
Yeah, some people do. I believe they were horses. And then the magic age come, they grew horns and knew how to do magic, but then it left and they turned back into horses.
I believe that they're alive. But they lived a long time ago, and they would die with the dinosaurs.
Mm.
Yeah, some people think they died with the dinosaurs. I think they lived a bit after or before the dinosaurs. I think they lived a bit before the dinosaurs, like with all the magical creatures that you think aren't real, I believe lived before the dinosaurs.
With the dragons and ghosts and the zombies?
No. Zombies and ghosts were never real, I believe.
Yes, I believe that too. But I believe ghosts are real because they're basically just your ancestors looking over you.
Rosa, where do you think unicorns live?
Probably in a grassland, forest, flowers area. Some unicorns, probably the hottest unicorns, live nearby volcanoes, geysers, place where there's a lot of fires.
If you only could have one superpower, what would it be?
I would be able to shapeshift, so I could shapeshift into anything, and if someone was hungry, I would shapeshift into food, and then once I was in their tummy, I would shapeshift into a ghost, and then the food would still be in them, but I can go out of them, and then I turn back to normal.
Could you even turn into water? So if someone was thirsty, and also I have a connection. I want to be a shapeshifter too. And you two, say your superpower, and Mom, make one so I can give you hugs. Oh, you could have your superpower be love.
I think that is a mom's superpower is love.
Would you have that or visible?
Can I have both?
Yes, but then you'd have to be a shapeshifter.
Yes.
You can ask Brian.
What would your superpower be?
I would want to be able to tell the future.
Okay, like, we don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, like...
If you want to talk about Bruno, you gotta say B, okay?
I did say B, B, B.
If you want to talk about B, you gotta say B.
And also, in that song, why are they talking about Bruno if they're saying not to?
Well, they only talk about Bruno if they're saying not to talk about Bruno.
So, we were talking before about Bruno, right? And I know what Bruno is, but Bruno. My mom, Rosa's grandma, has never seen Encanto. And
she has?
No. So, for the people who have never seen the Disney movie Encanto, can Rosa and Luca tell us what the movie is about and what happens?
Yes. Encanto is about when a girl didn't have a gift, but then she, at the end, she did have a gift. She just didn't realize it. It was love.
You feel differently, Rose?
She never got a gift.
Yeah, but at the end, her gift was love.
I want to tell you something really funny.
What?
In the background of one of Dolores' songs, she's the one that can hear a mile away or hear a pin drop.
Yes.
She's Dolores.
And also...
Dolores, during one of her songs, Bruno was just dancing in the background, just vibing like... He was just dancing in the background.
Oh, in the first podcast, when I said a doodle, I meant a poodle. It's a half sheep, a half poodle.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense. We didn't know what a doodle was.
I have no idea why I said doodle. Probably because it's just named that. And I don't know what the second one was, so I just said Dudo, even though it's not even a dog. Scout is a half sheep, a half poodle. And I almost said Dudo.
Poodle?
What half of her
That's
is a sheep?
Poodles, doodles what? Now.
What half of Scout is a sheep?
A sheep? A sheep is one that its ears are covered in its eyes. Oh. Like this. Arr, arr, arr. Arr, arr. Arr.
Do you ever give Scout a haircut?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes.
What do you use to... What do you use to give Scout a haircut?
We don't. The vet does.
Oh, well, hang on. You just told me you give him a haircut.
No, I didn't. But we do sometimes give her baths. Oh. And also, it's not a he, it's a her.
It's a her, sorry.
She. She.
Does your dog like baths? Yeah.
What?
Does your dog like baths?
No. She's scared of water. Oh, I'm going to tell you a funny thing. This morning when the fed was weighing on the ground and Scout was by it, just an inch away, she was barking at it because she was scared of the fed. And it's just the fed on the ground. She was scared of the bed. And she was just barking at it. And she was a strange, strange doggy.
So you think she's a strange doggy?
Yes, but also a cute one and funny.
Rosa, if you could have a pet, what would you have?
Probably a bird because my mom won't let me get a dog.
I would have a guinea pig.
What kind of bird would you want?
Probably a parrot so I could teach it to talk, but it gets a little annoying when they start copying you.
Yeah, so probably like just a random someone bird. Says, you're annoying, and then the parrot copies.
I have a story.
What?
Rosa's grandma's neighbors, they had a parrot and a dog.
Did the dog eat the parrot?
No, the parrot was mean to the dog. The parrot figured out how to copy the sound of the house's alarm getting turned off. So the parrot would pretend that someone came home by making the sound of the alarm turning off. It would go beep, boop, 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 boop. And the dog would think that someone was home and it would go crazy. And the parrot did that all day. And then the dog, like, it had to go to a psychologist, a dog psychologist, because the parrot was so mean to it and tricked it every day.
Can you end this podcast? We've been talking for a long time. So long, sucker. Have a nice day and have a nice night, because we're about to end this podcast.
Have a nice night, have a nice day, and see you later, alligator.
Goodbye, crocodile too.
Or however you say it, you could say it, see you later, sucker. Or,
this hippo one.
No. See you later, alligator.
However, so, sucker, have a nice night or have a nice day. And.
Or have a nice afternoon.
Yes. Well, that's basically the day.
Or wherever you. Or wherever you're listening to this. Wherever, whenever you can listen to this.
And can you please end this podcast?
Yes, I agree.
Yes, I agree. Now end this podcast right now.
Yeah,
oh, editor. My Lord.
Yeah, editor. Okay, time to smush you guys. Time to smush you too. Right now.